This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. G7 leaders meet on Friday for their first in-person talks in nearly 2 years, with an expected pledge to donate 1 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to the world's poorest countries. The group of leading economies, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Britain, and the United States, say unity is the goal, and a joint approach is the world's best chance for recovering from the global health crisis and tackling climate change. The leaders are meeting at a seaside resort in Cornwall, southwest England, and are also expected to outline more help for developing nations to build up infrastructure as a counterpoint to the debt-fueled spending by China in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Germany will lift its pandemic travel warning for most countries beginning July 1st, its foreign minister said Friday, bringing back more normalcy as citizens are increasingly vaccinated against COVID-19. Restrictions, however, remain in place for countries with higher levels of infections or where virus variants are circulating, such as Britain or India. Germany has in recent weeks eased most curbs, including allowing shops and restaurants to reopen. But rules on mask wearing in shops, regular tests for school children, and employees working from home remain in place. Tens of millions of children may start rolling up their sleeves to get vaccinated to meet China's goal of vaccinating 80% of its population against the coronavirus by the end of the year, health officials said on Friday. Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention officials claim phase 2 clinical trials have taken place with 2 Chinese-produced vaccines on people aged between 3 and 17. Children have been largely spared the worst of the pandemic, becoming infected less easily than adults. This is VOA News.